Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hello there, and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Lydia, and I'm joined by my good friends, Harry and Ravs. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you, Lydia. How are you?
I am very good. Hello.
Very good. I'm sweaty.
Hello, internet. It's me. I'm here.
I'm good. I'm suffering in the heat. I know we always talk about this. It's boring. It's all English people talk about, or UK people talk about, sorry, Ravs, that it's, you know, hot and it sucks. But it's hot and it sucks and I'm grumpy.
Why does today feel worse than the other days? Because it was like, I swear it was like 27 the other day. It wasn't that bad, but today is like so grim.
You know what we don't do? We don't complain about the cold in the winter. So have that. How about
that?
Yeah,
we're all right, actually. We probably do, to be honest, but not nearly as much as we do with the...
We do not complain about the cold in the winter at all, Lydia. Cut to episode 20, deep of Jingle Jam, which like, oh, it's freezing.
So it's like 60% humidity today, but the good news is that it's only going to get higher as the days go by.
Great.
It's going to get up to 70% humidity.
I'm moving into the office.
I mean, this is basically our summer, so we might as well just enjoy it.
Yeah, I think I love summer. It is my favorite. I love warmth. I love sunshine. I love it all, but I just can't stand the humidity. The sweatiness is just, ugh.
You do just feel grim after being, you know, just around for a minute. It's like, ugh.
Just moist. Like. Just very moist.
This is episode 51, so we've just passed our half century mark.
We're old. Yeah. Congratulations, us.
Hopefully we will have done a very special podcast episode.
We haven't filmed it yet, so we don't know.
So we're filming it on Monday, but, you know, anything could go wrong. On episode 50 special.
This may be episode 50.
Yeah.
There's a slight chance there's maybe episode 50. But you know, hopefully not. Hopefully we filmed a really cool thing for you.
Hopefully. I am big hoping. No, hopefully it was cool. It is pretty mind blowing. We've done this podcast for a long time now. It's great. And yeah. I'm loving the Amadeasa responses as well. Thank you, patrons.
Oh my god, I can't believe me and Lydia accidentally did like basically a bonus episode. Like 43 minute Amadeasa lip.
But most of it was just us just chatting shit. And then it was like, oh, wait, let's quickly do the Am I the Asshole in the last 10 minutes.
Fuck's sake.
I'd be interested to know if Harry thought they were the asshole or not. Should we do the quickest, do a super quick synopsis for Harry?
Yeah. Mm.
Just to see if he would think not the asshole or the asshole.
Yeah, don't say what you guys thought. I want to. Okay. Okay. I don't know what you guys thought. I didn't listen to it yet.
Okay. Okay. The long and short of it is a girl has a like a social media where she shows food off and stuff. It's her hobby. She's got about 1,000 followers. She's made friends doing it. And it's just something that she really enjoys doing. It does mean she takes pictures of her food when she goes out and about, but she tries not to make too much of a theatrical thing about it. Anyway, her boyfriend hates her doing it. He really despises it. And they have this thing where they take turns to pay for each other when they go out for dinner. It was her time to pay. And she said, look, let me just take pictures of all the stuff that comes out. Like, I'm paying, like, it's only going to take a little bit of time. And he was like, yeah, whatever, you do you. Anyway, the food came out and he like smushed it up with his fork and smushed up all her pasta and stuff like that. So she couldn't take any pictures of it. She was upset and was like, well, fuck you. I'm not paying for it then. I'm not paying for this meal. And then he was upset. Like, what the fuck? Like, we have this deal. Anyway, who's the asshole?
Fuck. Oh, I can't elaborate. It would be a Patreon exclusive. I elaborated. I'm going to say, I was going to say she's the asshole.
Okay.
Is that fucked up?
No, we can't comment.
I'm going to say, interesting. My interesting, Harry.
Context is, I fucking also hate people that take pictures of their food. So I only just empathize with the boyfriend a little bit that, come on, can you go out for a meal and not have every picture be taken of the food?
You're hungry.
Every time it would be so annoying. You're sat there like ravenous waiting for your food to arrive. And then you just have to wait for 5 minutes while pictures get taken.
That's fair.
Food that gets served is meant to be eaten basically the moment it's been served. It's at the perfect temperature. And just, fuck that photo shit.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's Harry's.
I feel like I've disagreed with you guys. If you want to know what Rouse and Lydia felt, you can go on the Patreon and listen in.
Patreon.com. Find out if we're going
to fall out about this. I quickly wanted to, let me just load it up. On the YouTube, some people had left for episode 49, left some artists that they wanted to bring back from the dead.
I'm going to pee at that.
So I quickly wanted to go. Someone suggested Sid Vicious. Oh. I don't know.
So he was the bassist from the Sex Pistols, and he was a very controversial character. As he couldn't really play the bass, but he fit into the whole kind of like, anarchist, vibe that they had going. Anyway, he was, I believe he was a heroin addict, I think. And he
loved it. Loved the heroin.
He murdered his girlfriend, Nancy, and then killed himself, maybe? I can't remember the exact details of what happened to him. But yeah, it was a super like dramatic, awful story.
Why the fuck does this person want to bring them back? What the fuck?
I guess because the world is so different now to what, I don't know. Is that, I'm sort of looking at what they said as well. I mean, it's an interesting, it's something I wouldn't have thought of. An interesting person to say the least. He can't even play the bass. At least I think. Don't come for me, Sex Pistols fans. This is going off my
Flash
memory.
Flash Fox Fall. My We're memory calling brain. You out. We've got someone suggesting Peter Newell from Sublime.
Okay, Sublime.
Not fully aware of. And someone bring back Frank Zappa, but only if he dies again afterwards.
Wow, okay.
Jeez, that is, Christ. Wow. Wowie, ouchie, ouchie. Oh, that reminds me of a good one, though. Frank Sinatra.
Why did we not mention Frank Sinatra? Frankie, that should have been top of our fucking list.
Frank would be lovely. A little new album from Frankie Boy.
I'd love that. Fuck. Well, we can always improve.
We're all learning.
Someone tweeted me some...
What they got?
Dwan Allman from the Allman Bros.
Who the fuck is that?
I never heard. John Bonham of Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix.
Led Zeppelin, I was thinking Jimi Hendrix. Again, 27 Club.
John Lennon, but he is a little
Oh, I do not like John Lennon.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes dead is better.
Oh, fucking hell, Harry. Jesus Christ.
Same as Sean Connery, smile.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh my
Him God. And Sean, they can figure that out in whatever fiery pit they're in.
They're hanging out together. They got the same thoughts and the same feelings.
For fuck's sake. Well, keep sending them in. I think it's a fun question. Yeah. I feel like we're just slowly going to be like, oh, we forgot that one.
What about them? Yeah, exactly. No, I think that's... What's this? The Almond Band. I've never heard of them before.
I've never heard of that in my life. But we're probably going to be like the most out of touch people in the world here.
The Allman Brothers, sorry.
Oh, Allman. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Sorry, their past members list is like 20 people.
Jesus Christ, what's happening to that?
Oh, God. The curse. All right. Well, there we go. Do feel free to tweet us and YouTube comments to react and get involved with the stuff we talk about, because we do like looking at it and, you know.
It's fun.
You know.
Any big life updates from you guys?
Only been like 4 days.
No.
Yeah.
It's just dog continues.
I met Pepper. A huge update. We met Pepper.
True.
Oh my God.
We met her after that recording we did on Monday. Oh my.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Oh, so sweet.
She's so sweet.
Oh, she is a sweetie. So he's a lovely doggy.
She's tiny.
She's gorgeous. So small. Harry, how do you pronounce, because I was talking about this on stream, how do you pronounce her breed?
Oh, I mean, you meant to say Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Is it?
Yeah.
But
I just say Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Yeah, Dachshund.
Yeah.
Dachshund, I think, is wrong. And I know people online get really anal about it. And I'm just kind of like, I don't give a shit. I think you're not meant to say Dachshund because it's German.
I've heard both said, though. Like, that's why I was really confused. Like, which one is it? Dachshund or Dachshund? Dachshund? Just say sausage. Not, just say sausage.
I mean, is that a German breed? Hot dog is what I say. Yeah, it's German, yeah.
Then that feels right to say Dachshund, right?
No, I think Dachshund is... I don't... Honestly...
Does Google it's know?
It's something that I tried to look up, and then I was like, I don't fucking care. I was just like, I don't know if I'm engaged in this.
Okay.
Dachshund pronunciation.
Google pronunciation says Dachshund.
Dachshund. Yeah. Dachshund. Yeah, not Dachshund, Dachshund. Yeah, but Dachshund is just way more fun to say.
Dachshund.
Like dashing, do you know what I mean? Like,
it's lovely. Yeah. But she's very
she's
sweet,
a cutie.
Very small. When she's fully grown, how big? Because she's a miniature sausage.
Yeah, she won't be. She's not actually going to be that much bigger.
The cocktail sausage.
She's like 2.4 kilograms, 2.6 kilograms, and will be like 5-ish, I think. So that doesn't mean she's going to be like double the size. I mean, she'll be like 50% more in every direction.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. She's going to be a bit bigger, but it's going to take some time. She'll be little for a while.
I love them when they're all little tiny babies.
The bit that I love is that you can just pick her up. You know, it's just like, come over here, you want to go over here? Like, it just, you don't have to like, you don't have to like, I don't know, convince the dog. It's not an enormous dog. You're just like, nope, we're going.
You're not fighting against it.
No.
Yeah.
No, she's doing good. She's doing real good.
No, I'm glad. We'll always keep us updated.
It's given me puppy envy. I want another puppy now.
Aww.
Oh, do it. Do it.
I know. Maybe when I get a better place, I will get a puppy.
Such a limiting factor. Like, I think that stops most people from getting pets. It's just having a place that you can do it in.
Yeah, exactly. This fight is not equipped for pets, but God, I want puppy. I want puppy.
I guess also with dogs, it's like a big thing is lifestyle. Because they, you know, they require walking and company and things like that. You've got so many people want to get a dog, but they work, you know, 9 to 6 in the city 5 days a week. And that dog would just be, you'd have to get dog walkers and doggy daycare and shit. Like, so yeah, I guess we're lucky in the sense that we can be flexible or live next to where we work. You can go and check on Pepper whatever.
It is a change of lifestyle.
Oh, you can take Pepper to the office. You took her into the office, didn't you?
Yeah, she's pretty good in the office. It is just a bit of a chaos place for puppies, just with the amount of cables and chewable electronics. It's not.
Oh God, yeah.
It's not super safe for just like leaving her, but she can be in there with people and it's fine. She's a cutie. She's a cutie, cutie, cutie. Should we do a question then?
Sounds good.
Let's do
it.
All right.
Shall I grab this one? This political one.
Yeah, I saw a question and I was like, this question is so hairy.
Political.
This is like, you know, because
I'm banned from answering it before you guys have answered it then.
Okay, last time we spoke about this, Harry was like, I love listening to the radio and political podcasts. I love all that stuff. I was like, okay, we got to give Harry the political question.
Oh my God. All right. I haven't even read this yet. So I'm hearing this for the first time.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Hey, 0 Degrees, big fan. My question is as follows. Political involvement is on the rise on a casual level through increased accessibility through social media. Everyone is required to have an opinion and share it, to interpret others' opinions and to infer a stance from non-political statements. This is especially prevalent in the youth, who are more active now than ever in voicing their opinions online for both sides of the spectrum. However, voter turnout is still low, as it has ever been for the youth voters, and elected officials are just getting older and older. We as a general public still hold a bias against youth for being naive and not responsible to hold office. We still expect them to voice their opinions on topics as it's essential to democracy to have yourself heard. Yet we belittle their beliefs that contrast our own from being youth who aren't developed and don't understand the world yet. As a result, we refuse to elect younger candidates apart from the exceptions. Do you foresee a change in status quo anytime soon, or will we continue to reinforce these standards as we grow older and become those we have a distrust for currently?
Oh my God, what? I kind of just, what? I zoned out, sorry, I really don't, what? How is this as
You got an answer, Raz?
Well, okay. I know. Well, you know, we have to do something every now and then to break the status quo of pegging questions.
Okay.
So this is the palate cleanser to pegging.
This is the counter opposite of what we've been doing lately.
Oh my god. Okay. I'll let you guys answer first whilst I try and work out what any of this means.
I think that, like, not anytime soon, but we're moving in that direction, right? As all these old Tory bastards die and go on submarine trips.
Should we pretense this by saying we'll discuss UK politics? And
yeah, UK politics.
Scene?
I don't know because shit Americans, about America.
Americans always like to just instantly assume you're talking about their politics.
Yeah.
America, you're not the centre of the world. The UK is. Smile.
Right, smile.
Spiciness
smile
in
on
this fucking podcast. What the hell? I'm just standing out with my hands on up. Nothing to do with me.
I think, you know, they're starting to get, like, our generation is slowly growing up and coming into power, right? Like, and I think I saw a statistic, I don't know the number on it, but I remember reading that, like, for the first time in a long time, when polled people around the age of 40, they didn't turn Tory, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They remained leaning Labour.
That's so. the classic trope is you're liberal and left when you're young, and as you age, you acquire assets, and those assets mean you have slightly more right-wing views.
Yeah, but now the tide seems to be shifting on that. So I think it's possible that political change could come, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated because our Conservative Party obviously stands for more than just, like, financial kind of right-wing economic policy. It's more like they represent crazy right-wing social policy. And so that social policy is less relevant to your age and more relevant to maybe your lived experience in the UK. So it's the divide is more wishy-washy, if you get what I mean.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I guess, for the question, like, I don't really know if I agree with his, like, analysis of the internet being a place where everyone has to share an opinion. And I feel like a lot of people exist online. I think I'm hyper-conscious of echo chambers at the moment, and I'm hyper-conscious that people feel like they see a lot of political stuff if they're engaged in political stuff. I mean, there's massive amounts of online where it's not political, and people don't care. Do you know what I mean? Like, I imagine, Liddy, your timeline is probably far less political than mine.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Yeah, I imagine definitely. Without a fucking doubt. Yeah.
And you don't feel a need to post a political statement.
You know? No, I don't. No, I have my political beliefs, but I definitely don't feel like I have to, like, you know, shout them and tweet them all the time or whatever.
I guess the trouble also is, like, what is political? Like, that definition is certainly moved. I feel like everything technically is political, right? When we're discussing gender and sex and sexuality, that is people make it political. It kind of is political. When we discuss, like, jobs and services that we want, and when we discuss migration and going on holiday, even going on holiday, I guess, there's a politics to it. Can you go to some countries? Do you feel safe there? Why? Like, that's all political. Mm. But I don't know if everything is super. I don't know if everyone feels the need to engage in politicalness. I think the youth do a lot of political discussion online. I think that's fucking great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really engaged that, like, especially with, like, kids younger than us. Mm. I feel like, if anything, the kids on TikTok are, like, way more political than all of us, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know, the question, do we foresee the status quo anytime changing soon to reinforce the standards and grow older, discussion of the country? Like, I just think we will elect younger officials. I think that's already happening. I know in other Western countries. I don't think you have to be a geriatric old white man to run a country anymore. So
yeah.
I kind of don't agree.
I hope it changes. I mean, I get what, so.
I think also some of the voter turnout we can obviously attribute to mass amounts of nihilism, because in our country alone, we've not experienced many changes that the youth want, right?
Mm.
I mean, I remember being at secondary school when, and going on like a protest, like we literally, our year group walked out of school when tuition fees were raised.
Oh, like, okay. The uni fees went up.
Yeah. And we were like, well, that's directly going to affect us. And
yeah,
this sucks.
Mm.
This fucking sucks. I don't know. Have you guys ever been on like a protest? Have you ever done like a little march or something?
I've never been to one. I've been really like, there's certainly lots that happen in Bristol, you know, but like I've just never been to one. I've never held a picket sign or anything.
No, me neither.
It's quite an empowering feeling.
Mm. Yeah, but it's good.
It feels good. It feels good to go and feel like you're doing something, because there is not much we get to do, right? We get to vote, and that's kind of it. So it's very cathartic, I find, to go and, you know, when the Kill the Bill protests were on, I went down there and then obviously left before it all went to absolute shit.
Well, that's the scary part about a protest as well, is that there's like more like violent police response to it now, and shit's hitting the fan. It's a bit of a scary event to attend.
I think so, but also most protests that happen, you know, you're only really hearing about the ones that end in...
Yeah.
You know, I went on 3 massive anti-Brexit marches in London. They were, you know, I think one of them had nearly 1 million people. They were pretty chill. You know, no one got beaten up. It was families and people walking around. Like, it was very relaxed.
Mm.
But I think it's really important, like, to go and feel... If you're engaged in politics in that way... I think it's really important to feel like you're doing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I feel like I'm always conscious of just being nihilistic. I feel like a lot of us are, where we're just like, I don't want to engage. Nothing can ever change. Voting for the same person is just, you know, they're all the same people or whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of stereotype. It's like, with that mindset, I guarantee nothing will change.
I think a lot of people, young people, do think like that. I've spoken to people before that, you know, they don't bother to vote because what difference does it make? It's a 2-party race and they're both corrupt.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of mentality, which is obviously
I think not good.
I mean, but that with that mentality, you are guaranteed nothing to change.
Exactly.
I mean, young people online love the idea of like a revolution and communism, and I'm pretty lefty as well, but like, I think sometimes the joking about it gets a bit serious, and I'm like, do people really want like a revolution's a pretty bloody affair? Like,
yeah.
Like I'm a pretty big advocate of pacifism. I don't really want to hurt people. Like, do we really want to hurt people to fix this, or can we try and fix it in another way?
Yeah.
I think if any moment ever required is to have young people lead, like, nations is now. There's so much insane change that's happening constantly. I just really sadly don't believe many of these 60-year-old plus politicians are just mentally equipped to deal with, you know, AI, to deal with just the evolving space of the internet, to deal with these massive tech companies,
the new social changes that we're going through as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not of the generation. They just do not get it. We need, like, I mean, even 30, I know 30 doesn't sound that young, but in like politics term, being like late 20s or 30s is pretty fucking young.
It's really young, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The trouble is there's like 2 routes into politics, right? You either be a career politician, and the moment you just bunked out of uni, you just fucking are slobbering around in fucking Whitehall trying to be a politician. Or you go off and do an amazing career, and that legitimizes you, you know, to run for a party. And sadly, I don't feel like career politicians are the best. Is that the breed of people we want running our country? People with no real lived life experience outside.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's libsynads.com.
The politics,
yeah.
But then the inverse requires them to have gone and done something for, you know, 10, 20 years to actually have that, you know, valid perspective of, I've been a doctor for 20 years and I've ran a, you know, a massive medical ward. Okay, I feel like you probably have a pretty good sense of, you know, you have some specialized topics that you're going to bring to the table.
Ukraine's president right now, Zelensky, right? Like career comedian, like sitcom actor, wasn't he? Like,
He's was he?
Fairly young as well. Yeah, he was like a comedian slash actor.
They literally elected him because he played a president on television.
No. Yeah. Really?
So, and they actually, he's a really interesting case because just before the Ukraine war, he was actually becoming deeply unpopular. Right. They kind of regretted him. He had an amazing campaign trail where he did all of these really personal kind of video blogs and really engaged people. And he felt very real, both as like an actor, but then they also like, you know, felt like he was going to be the person that was on TV, and it just didn't really play out. But obviously since the wars...
His approval rating is through the fucking roof.
Because he's real and he's like super down to earth and he's not a phony. And I think that's also like, you need different leadership skills, right? He doesn't need to know everything. He needs to be a voice and a figurehead. He doesn't need to be an expert on war. He just needs to be there and really, really articulate. And he is.
I guess it's like, freaking Trump and Arnie were both...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, and Boris Johnson, celebrity. Like, sadly, like, they're charismatic to people. Maybe not to us, but, like, some people find them extremely endearing or...
Famous charismatic celebrities and they get voted in.
Yeah,
we should elect Frankie Boyle.
want him to rule this country. Let me twist it into a
silly, simpler question for you two. Who would you hate... Having had Boris Johnson, who I think it's fair to say presumably does not support Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
Who would you guys hate the most to run the UK currently? Who's your like worst celebrity? Like, is there like a reality TV star?
Alan Sugar.
God, Alan Sugar would be pretty bad.
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson.
Who's like an insufferable... I mean, this is probably...
Katie Price.
Someone,
my God, that'd be jokes, though.
Oh, I think we'd all have a great time.
But people said that about Boris Johnson raps.
Yeah.
Katie Price goes down Tufton Street and gets some fucking wacky ideas. Like,
I know who I can't fucking stand is Piers Morgan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
If he was the Prime Minister, fucking awful.
Okay, here's a younger one that would drive us all insane. James Corden.
Oh, no!
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Awful.
Oh, my God. It would be the worst.
Awful.
It would be the worst.
Yeah, fuck that. That's a great one. What it wouldn't surprise me if he, like, did something like that, though. Great
exactly
change.
Right. Just he runs and somehow people vote for him.
Ugh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. He would, like,
Harry?
A dance outside of number 10. I'm cringing. Like, I'm cringing already, and he's not even there.
Prime Minister karaoke carpool.
No.
Who would I hate to be the Prime Minister the most?
Lewis.
So, that is my answer. Lewis Finlay and the Young's Cast. Fuck's sake. There you go. There's some politics. Now let's answer a stupid question.
Okay. Silly time.
So yeah, while we're listening to music, this is the shit Harry's listening to.
Yeah, exactly.
So in the know.
We're like, I'm walking on sunshine, doobity boo boo, and Harry's like, we're so different from what we choose to relax to.
Okay, here's a banger. What are sexy clothes a man can wear in bed? My wife has many sexy outfits and I have none. I would like to surprise her with something I'm wearing. That's the whole question.
Oh yeah, okay, I love this.
I have no answer for this, I have to say. I think this question is amazing, but I do not own any sexy bed clothes. And it's a thing I've never even thought about. And I'm ashamed.
Yeah, same. I'm trying to rack my brain here and like think of like, what can you wear? Because like... You get, like, some silly shit, like the willy sock and all that shit, you know, like a little willy
but is
warmer.
Is that sexy?
It's not. It's jovial, isn't it? It's, like, silly. Like, it looks really dumb.
I always hear that the sexiest thing a man can wear is a suit.
Just wear that to bed.
So, like, do you just wear a suit to bed? Oh, just like just a really
fuck
nice
your
suit
wife in a full suit.
Just is that really based? But also, like, is that just like, I don't know. But we don't wear suits every day because we don't go to like normal jobs. So maybe that's not.
Yeah. It could be like the sexy suits that like butlers in the buff wear, kind of thing, where they've
like
got no
Bond
ass. You know, oh, the back doesn't exist.
Okay, Lydia, are assless chaps hot?
For me, I would say not to my taste. Personally, I think, I don't know, they make me cringe a bit.
Why? Why are you cringe?
They look dumb. They look
what
dumb.
The fuck? Okay, is it worth, is, would, Raz, would it be sexy if we dressed up as like, you know, EMT, like, you know, like a fireman? Is that a sexy outfit? But that feels like a roleplay outfit, not a sexy outfit.
Yeah. Like, maybe if you were, like, you know how, like, the stripper firemen always have, like, the straps but no top on?
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah.
What if you were just, like, lying in bed like that?
It's a funny, it's a funny
with
one.
With a fire hose. You're holding yeah your fire hose. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a funny one because women have such a plethora of items that can be considered sexy in the bedroom, like, you know, all the lingerie and all, like, dress up and all that shit. Well, there isn't really the kind of equivalent for men, is there? Like,
it's always just like banana hammock.
That's not sexy. Yeah. I think a really nice pair of boxer shorts, like fitted.
That's
brief.
So sad, but though. Isn't so, that such yeah, a depressing, that's such a depressing fucking, because yeah, that was my answer initially, and I was like, that's so sad. That's
I just Googled lingerie for men, and the only thing that popped up was cross-dressing.
Well,
so like, Yeah, fucking bring it.
Guess, have we, God, some of these, I just Googled the same, some of these panty situations are very interesting.
Yeah, I just saw some dicks.
Let me see. I want to see. Mm.
Oh my God, Ravs, this, let me post this in the Yogs recording. Here we go. Mm-hmm, what do you think of that? You like that, big boy?
Oh my God, I hate that with a passion.
It's like a shower curtain. You just lift it to like check it's still there.
Tartan shower curtain. Fucking nice. Hell.
Just very a little nice tartan, like little like flannel covering your penis.
Your peen.
I'm not feeling that one.
None of this is sexy. I've Googled sexy clothes for men and it's all the least sexy things I've ever seen in my life. One of them's a bright silver head-to-toe bodysuit. One of them looks like...
Wait, what?
Like, why is that sexy? Some of it looks like frilly panties that kind of look like a nappy.
I just Googled sexy clothes for men, and the fourth one is fucking Borat. Borat in that mankini. That's the state of sexy clothes for men.
Yeah, there just isn't. There just isn't. Okay, so I'm trying to think of what I would... I think, yeah, this is terrible. What is it? Women, what's it called? Grey sweatpants. Grey, like, jogging bottoms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? Grey jogging bottoms.
Yeah.
But why is that a thing?
Well, isn't it because of the what it shows? Wait.
That's it. That's the extent of sexy.
I thought that's why. Let me check. Why are grey
honestly, a lot of things...
Because grey sweats is because it's to make your cocker look big.
Yeah, it makes your dick look big, right? And it, like, shows off your dick. That's why women love it.
All right,
it kind of sticks out a bit.
What's your opinion on this? This is like the closest thing I could find.
All right. Show me.
I know it seems not right,
wow,
doesn't it?
Okay, so what we're looking at, chat, is it's sort of like a mesh, almost like a swimsuit kind of style, bodysuit thing with a very low V. It just makes me think of like 80s workout movies.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it is. It's an 80s workout vest.
Yeah,
it's not my lord. Is this a shot from the back? Look at that guy's back shot.
That's the back shot. I was about to post that.
A thong.
I'll be giving him back shots. Holy
shit.
Holy
fuck.
Oh, very nice.
It's the... Fantasy Diamond Body Thong.
Anyone wants to, you know, do their own research. What about this one? Like a little, just some strappy harness at the top that just comes around and just hugs your dick at the bottom.
Oh, okay, I don't know about the dick harness, but I'm feeling the straps.
Wow, what's that dick harness doing? Like, oh, I see.
It's just holding. It's just holding it there.
It's just gently holding it in place. That's interesting.
I don't know if there is.
I'm gonna have to delete this one, but Look at this.
This is everyone. So everyone knows who is listening. This is on the Yogs Discord, where anyone that is on this Discord can see all the shit we're posting. We're just posting it in the general chat.
What is there? There's about 100 people in this Discord, and we're just posting random fucking sexy pictures.
Jesus Christ,
sexy.
How big is this guy's dick? Jesus.
I don't feel like these pictures are sexy. I'm not aroused by
them. No, I'm not.
I'm not gay, so I mean, that also probably is a factor.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like, I'm not imagining myself in them, and I'm not thinking, wow, that's going to be great.
I just care for another one.
But maybe we need to like make our own. Like, what would be sexy menswear?
What's the hottest bit of a man? Because that's what lingerie does, is it accentuates hot bits, right?
Yeah.
This doesn't feel like this is, like, maybe the strappy harness. What is that? That looks like you're going climbing and you just like missed a bit.
It's like sexy climbing gear.
Maybe I need to bring it at that. My partner is very into climbing. Maybe I need a pair.
I'll drive a wild.
Like, Lydia, are you saying this? Just like leather chaps with just ass hanging out is not.
Oh.
That don't do it.
You know what it is? So the listeners at home, with the leather chaps where your bum is just poking out, it just looks like, it just looks so silly. It looks like, you know, like those old-timey pajamas where the butt flap opens so you could go poopy easy in the middle of the night or whatever. It just reminds me of that. It just looks silly. It's not sexy. A little bum hanging out. I don't know. I can't get my head around it. I don't like it.
That's fair.
Also, I just Googled out of interest for science. Grey sweatpants explained. Likely has to do with the shadow effect. It's the shadow that it creates, which is alluring. For the eyes. So we're gonna go into a business. We're sick of you know what? Actually, this could make us millionaires because
why the fuck are we podcasting this?
Why are we wasting our time doing this shit? Because there was a woman who realized that there was that porn is like pretty much for the male gaze, and she went, you know, this sucks. And she made this whole kind of like audio porn thing for women. And that like never really existed before. And she did it and it's blown up and she is like fucking minted now. We're sitting here realizing, wait a minute, there's all these sexy clothes for women, but nothing really sexy for men. Why don't we turn around and go, fuck it, let's actually make some sexy clothes for men.
Do you know what I love? It's just like, and we're the people to do it. all our lives we've been training for this. I Googled what are the hottest areas of a man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got this lovely drawing of Cristiano Ronaldo with different ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that the highest rating, the highest hottest area of a man is arms at 24%. It's not even that high.
So it's quite evenly distributed everywhere. Like,
so everyone likes the arms the most, though. That is an agreement.
I feel like if this was a picture of a woman, it would just be like tits and then ass, and then everything else would be like, yeah, really small numbers. So it's sort of even.
Like, what? About, like, here we go. I've got that picture. It's a man and a woman, and they've got their body labeled with different bits and a rating out of 10.
Oh.
This feels like it's just from a weird ass website.
What the fuck?
This feels really weird.
Apparently the lips are the highest rated bit of a man, and then the inner thigh is the next. Do you agree with that, Lydia?
Inner thigh? I mean, I think a nice pair of thighs, but that is the inner bit is quite specific.
And then the nape of the neck is very highly rated.
What?
As well on a
this
man.
Is, who fucking made this? This is bullshit.
And no one likes the forearms.
No one likes, forearms are great. The nipples are 4.8 out of 10. What?
Dude,
no,
bum is looking 4.5 out of 10 here.
This is all bullshit. Whoever made this is...
This is from crazypundit.com. They wouldn't lie to us, Lydia.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I take it back. That's a serious scientific
organization. That's a serious organization.
Yeah.
Okay, what are these? Erogenous zones?
Yeah. Oh, men? Hello. Ears,
here we go.
Neck.
Ears, neck, wrist, small of back, the sacrum.
The sacrum. What? The
we
inner
need a piece of. We need a piece of clothing to evacuate a man's sacrum, Lydia.
Oh, the sacrum. Oh, lovely. Is it in a wrist? Go on. Go and lick your inner wrist and see if something happens to you.
What, lick it?
I don't know if I like that.
Are you,
I just licked
to go
it.
Now?
It's very weird.
No. It's quite cold in here, though. It's quite tepid, so I don't know if I'm, you know, in the mood.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, something to consider. your inner fucking wrist. Okay. Well, yeah, we can make clothes specifically for the ear, the neck, the inner wrist, and the saffron.
So it's going to be some kind of weird hooded cuffed thing that goes around your waist.
Pretty much, yeah, 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 yeah. That's this, yeah, with like earmuffs and a scarf, and they take that to the bedroom.
A lot, it felt like a lot of the stuff we were looking at, it kind of made the man feel dainty. And I don't feel like any of it really made them look super macho. And is that what we're trying to do here?
Is that what they're after, macho?
I don't know. I guess it's different for everyone.
I honestly think this question is very hard to answer. I would love to hear people's comments and answers to it. I think, personally, I think a suit is very sexy. I do think joggers are sexy. A nice pair of pants, a nice shirt, like well-fitting trousers, all that stuff. But none of that translates to the bedroom.
A sock's sexy, Lydia. No. Is wearing socks, is wearing sweat? No?
No.
What if it's just socks?
Oh, okay.
Just
yeah,
socks.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay.
Just one sock and one glove.
Yes,
that's
I know what
it.
Time it is.
One sock and one glove.
That's how you
very
know.
Very nice. Very fucking nice.
Wait, what about socks? You know, people that wear like the socks with the suspenders?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. He's a business boy.
Yeah. Sock
very
spenders.
Very nice. Yes, yes, yes.
Sock spenders. Yeah, that's it. That's the brand. Hello. We're at Sock Spenders have figured it out. Men's sexy nightwear.
It's really annoying me because I'm sure that once this podcast finishes, I'm going to think, wait a minute. What about? But I'm really at a loss here. I feel like, yeah, there isn't anything. I don't think there is.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
And maybe that's good. Maybe men would be too powerful with this item of clothing.
Exactly. Wait, what about you just oil yourself up and sit on the bed wearing some grey joggers?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Get oily. Although that is annoying.
Yeah, get oily.
I hate the grey joggers sheet. Is our like, that's our best answer. So
gray
bad.
Joggers. What about a nice pair of like Calvin Klein briefs and oil everywhere?
Oil everywhere. Wear some nice boxers.
Yeah.
Again, feels disappointing. It feels like the oil is doing a lot of the heavy lifting there.
Yeah. Maybe throw in a few strappy pieces as well.
Oh, get some handcuffs or shit. I don't know.
Just fucking dress as a fireman. Just dress as a fireman.
Oh, yeah. Just do fireman. There we go.
Do the fireman. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. Perfect. What shit.
That's about. I feel lesser after that question.
I know.
I feel less sexy now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel I did. That was none of that was arousing in any way or form.
No, I hated all of that. Is that a good place to call it?
I think it is a good place to call it.
It's a good place to call it.
I think it is. Can I just say, is the final thing before we finish? I've just been informed that I've gotten viral on Reddit again, but this is for the carrot chopping. I'm on top of there was an attempt to cook.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, Lydia.
So this will be a little bit aged. I won't be when this podcast comes out, but I just wanted to solidify this moment in time on this podcast. I haven't read the comments, but I bet you they're all very nice and all very positive. So.
Oh, certainly. Reddit is a place of love and kindness.
This is going to be great. I can see a lot of deleted.
GIF again. I hate it.
Nice. I see a lot of deleted comments, which is reassuring. I'm sure they were very sweet.
Probably really, really supportive and kind comments about you.
I really do want to write a comment being like, this is me, but is that self-harm?
No. Get the fucking free clout.
You could be funny about it and respond and be like, I still don't know.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be lying. I would just be, would be the truth. That would be the truth, the God's honest truth. All right. Well, anyway.
Enjoy your fame, Lydia.
Thank you. It feels great. Yeah. Right. Well, there we have it. We've done incredibly serious politics conversation and sexy men's underwear.
Yeah,
great contrast as always.
Yeah, always keep them guessing.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everyone who sent in your questions. Remember rate and review the podcast. Share it with your mum as well. Make sure she's listening. And Patreon. Am I the Asshole? New episode will be out after this as well. Hog,
check it out.
Thank you so much, everyone. And we will see you next week.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.